Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
A Soldotna man faces DUI and failure to stop charges in Kenai. State troopers tried to stop 24-year-old John Q. Wilson after 11 p.m. Thursday night for moving violations on the Kenai Spur Highway near Beaver Loop Road. Instead, Wilson kept driving for several miles before getting his vehicle stuck on a four-wheel drive trail in a remote location near Spirit Lake, escaping into a heavily wooded area. State troopers, Kenai police, and Soldotna police all attempted to locate Wilson for over an hour, but were unsuccessful. Wilson was, however, found 5 hours later, a quarter mile from where he left his vehicle, suffering from severe frostbite on extensive portions of his extremities. As a result, troopers had to carry him for almost an eighth of a mile through the woods due to injuries, citing his inability to walk. Temperatures dropped below 20 degrees when he was found. Wilson was transported to Kenai Peninsula Hospital for treatment and issued a misdemeanor citation for driving under the influence of controlled substances, driving while license revoked, second-degree failure to stop at the direction of an officer, and violating the condition of release as he was on release from a previous DUI charge.
Fred Meyer is reportedly offering a rapid antibody test for the virus that causes COVID-19 at stores in Alaska. The chain has the test for anyone who thinks they may have had the virus but are not currently showing symptoms. The test involves a blood sample from a finger prick, takes about 15 minutes for results, and costs $25. The test does not detect the virus, just the antibodies developed as a response to the virus. Researchers still do not know how long antibodies stay in a person's system and if having antibodies provides any kind of immunity to the virus. KSRM News reached out to Fred Meyer in Soldotna. They confirmed rapid COVID testing is being offered. However, they also mentioned they are currently out of supply as of Friday morning. But they advised to check back next week, which indicates that their testing supplies may be limited.
Alaska's October job count was down nearly 9% from last October, a loss of over 28,000 jobs as the pandemic continued to keep job numbers well below year-ago levels. Every industry's employment was down except the federal government, which was up 200 because of its temporary 2020 census hires. Leisure and hospitality was down the most, according to a report, with 9,600 fewer jobs than last October, a decrease of over 27%. Transportation, warehousing, and utilities sector had 4,700 fewer jobs, a decrease of over 20%, mainly in transportation. Oil and gas employment was down 3,000, a decrease of over 30%, and a professional business services sector down 2,500, decrease of about 9%. The state seasonally adjusted unemployment rate fell to 5.9% in October. Comparable U.S. rate dropped to 6.9%. Jobs and unemployment insurance claims are better indicators of the state's economic health than the unemployment rate, however, which has fallen in recent months because of difficulties conducting a key household survey during a pandemic and technical issues with the model the Bureau of Labor Statistics uses to calculate that rate. Job losses remain historically large, and claims during the second week of October were about 7 times higher than last year. The October rate suggests more improvement for local economies than unemployment insurance claims and job numbers support. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.